Welcome to the Lit Duel Podcast. We're here to entertain and inform it while talking about Digimon. I'm Mark, I run with the wheel and produce Digimon on Blu-ray.
I'm DevQ, and I am a sleepy bitch.
How's that different than normal?
Now I'm like turbo sleepy bitch.
Ah. Yeah, so I feel like the...
It has been taken away from me illegally.
I feel like the what has everyone been up to the past week is focused around the... At least for all of us in the U.S. and a few other countries, is based around the daylight saving time. I think the U.K. changed their clock a week or two ago.
I never want to change a clock ever again. We have electricity now. That thing needs to die.
Now, would you prefer the sunlight to be up later, or would you prefer the sunlight to show up earlier in the morning?
Honestly, it does not make a difference to me because the only sunlight I see is during my commute to work, and then I'm indoors being a retail slave all day anyway.
Okay, so you don't care which way?
Absolutely not. I just want the clock to stay still.
Yeah. And then, no beat break this week, which we all knew. Nice, good time for a hiatus. They did drop 5 more dub episodes. I do say, since like they, at this point, it clearly seems like they have a set schedule, which appears to be every 5 weeks they're doing 5 episodes. Could they maybe tell us before Saturday?
No.
I feel like that would be reasonable. Like, if you're going to put them up Saturday night, how about tell us at least Friday? Like, I know it worked for, Try, because that was
Surprise,
the first.
Here's episodes.
Remember, the first time we ever got Digimon, like a simulcast type thing, was Try Part 1. I know people who went to bed Thursday night, and then Friday morning when they woke up, it was just there. That was so early when I had to write guides to explain to people how to watch streaming stuff on their TV. That was long enough ago.
Well, damn, yeah, I remember that.
And I think you helped me proofread those to make sure they made sense because we actually had to give actual technical support to people. So like I feel like they could at least tell people the time. Because we can guesstimate the time, but like couldn't they just tell us, please? It'd be helpful.
I don't know, I feel like especially with Crunchyroll, like if they gave an actual time, they'd fumble it anyway.
Well, that's the thing is, even when they fumble it, they only fumble it at most by like half an hour. So, like, Crunchyroll doesn't have to give us time. Have Toei give us the time. And if it's off by half an hour, then Crunchyroll can just shrug and say, we didn't say that. But yeah, so up to episode 15 dubbed. And we have cast updates. So, first, we got Tactics, which we got this on Saturday. Ryan Colt Levy's Raito. He was Angoramon in his evolutions in Ghost Game. Plenty of other roles. Probably most hilariously, I like the idea of him dubbing Kuwabara in Yu Yu Hakusho.
Oh, that's funny.
Because he was the English dub actor for the live-action Netflix show.
I forgot that live-action show existed.
So did I. I don't know if that's actually good. Like, I didn't hear people bad-mouthing it, but I don't remember. Do you remember hearing anything good?
I remember seeing trailers that it was going to exist, and then nothing after that.
I think that's part of the issue with modern TV, is unless you're, like, really laser-focused on going to watch a show, you kind of forget it exists, especially with Netflix, where you don't have, like, it doesn't air an episode or two, and then a week later you get another episode, it's just all done.
Yeah, it's just one and done. Yeah.
Then we, Inaris Quinones is Hotaruko. New to Digimon, she was Arata in Black Rock Shooter, Mirko in My Hero Academia, many, many other roles. A number of these actors are ones who have so many roles that I just did a few because there were too many. The next one feels like a cheat, frankly. AJ Beckles is Granite. So, Beckles, quite familiar to Digimon fans, he was Matt in 2020 and Louie in O2 The Beginning. So before we go into his other roles, does he have
emo kid?
He's kind of like Digimon typecast, where he's playing like the quiet, moody guy who has to meet the friendly, heartful kids to learn how to live and be himself.
And also probably has severe PTSD.
Also, if we ignore Matt and we just go to Louie, and also has slightly too big of a coat. And then he's Okarun in Dandadan, Griffin in Gundam Seed Freedom, and Sare in That Time I Got Reincarnated as a Slime. I put that one there for you because I know how much you like that Ooh. Show. And then Craig Lee Thomas is Naito. He was the Piedmon in Ghost Game. He's also Dan in Pokemon Concierge. So then the Digimon partners, Paul Castro Jr. is Monogemon. He was the Dragon in Bell, the Chibi, Vegeta, and Dragon Ball Daima, and Hibiki in Go-Go Loser Ranger.
I still have to watch Go-Go Loser Ranger.
Yeah, that feels like your type of show.
It looks exactly like it, but I just have not had time.
Yeah, don't worry. The same thing happens to me. Kira Buckland is Shakumon. New to Digimon, very long list of credits as few. Izumo and Blue Exorcist, Mitsuri and Demon Slayer, Jolene and JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, Stone Ocean, Chris and Konosuba, and Ooh. Sophia and My Next Life as a Villainess. Yeah, I think most people probably would know her as Jolene. And then Ludomon and Gigasmon are both Jonathan Ha. He's Yukin and Twisted Wonderland.
Much.
Yeah, and Yosuke and Rascal, Does Not Dream of Bunny Girl Senpai. Makes sense that it's not a shock to have him play both because neither of them seem to talk that much thus far. And this one is new to Digimon Faces. Then the five-star is some interesting cast, especially since a number of these are repeats. So Christopher Swindle is Clay. He was Hawkmon in Kizuna and Wormmon in Louis' Father in O2 the beginning. In 2020, he was Tentomon in His Evolutions. And then the weird one, he was Gurumon in Werigurumon. As far as I can tell, he was not Gabumon or Metal Gurumon. Then Paul Castro Jr., who's Monogemon, is playing Kaito. Terra Sounds is Rose. She was Kari in Tri, Kizuna, and the beginning. She was also Biomon in Her Evolutions in 2020, and she was Hiroko in Time Stranger, who I think was probably one of the ones that people seem to like the most in the English version of Time Stranger. In fact, that's why I was so disappointed in the second DLC. It felt like they recorded her very rushed compared to the actual game itself.
I haven't seen any of the English DLC clips, so.
Yeah. Jonathan Ha is Genjo. Now, it makes sense that he's Genjo because it feels like Genjo. Do you get the feeling that he was cast as Genjo and then they found smaller roles that made sense to have him keep coming in before Genjo becomes a bigger role?
That does make sense. Like, oh, hey, while you're here, try for these. I'm like, okay, yep.
Yeah. Oh, and someone said Terra Sounds is also the Masked Lady, which we're not going through the smaller cast, but since it came up in chat mentioning it. And then Kira Buckland is also Honoka, which feels like the same sort of thing where it feels like she was cast as the five-star and they gave her Shakumon to have her, you know, to reserve her early, basically, and still have her coming in.
Also, funnily enough, they're both water-themed.
Yeah, at first, my brain, when I was first writing all this down, my brain connected her to Shakumon, and I had to go, wait, no, they're not related to each other. They're not partners. But yeah, so based on that, tomorrow, I guess we'll get the Digimon cast. I don't even think we know all the Japanese cast yet, do we?
I think
we know Progonomon.
One of them.
We know Apollomon. We don't know Lilamon. Do we know Marine Chimeramon yet? I don't think so.
No, I don't think it's even made any noise or sound effects.
I think we know everyone except those two. Yeah. But yeah, so solid cast. If some of the roles some of them were playing weren't so small, I would be slightly concerned. Like, I feel like the biggest one so far is probably Castro playing both Kaito and Monogemon, but neither has talked all that much, so it doesn't feel overdone. We'll see what happens later, especially with Jonathan Ha. I don't think they're going to have all three of them be big, but we'll see.
Also really depends on, like, they don't talk that much to begin with, and also they sound different as characters, and they're pretty consistent so far from the, you know, the voices for the dub versus the original, so.
Yeah.
Depends on range.
Yeah, I know. It's fine because it feels like they've cast well. It's just when you start seeing a lot of people repeat as bigger characters, you get a little concerned. I don't think it's an issue here, though, but we will see. And then they announced the Digimon B-Break Outbreak mission, or Outreach mission, which is basically a tweet with this hashtag, art, stories, or whatever, and maybe win prizes and also will share art. Does it feel like this is something that should have been done like the first month or two of the show?
Yeah.
Like when you're doing this basically 40% of the show, it concerns me a little bit about why they're doing it at this point. Because it's not abnormal for show, but does it have a whiff of we would like to pump the ratings?
We're desperate for engagement.
Yeah, it kind of feels like that to me. I'm looking forward to the stickers. I assume what's interesting is you would think the stickers would be the three pieces of art they're doing for this, but there's four stickers and three illustrators, so we'll see. The show will be back this weekend with episode 22. Still a bit more of the tactics arc to go over.
Yep.
But then, Liberator 24, Part 2 to the New World. Let's go over this, and we'll go over one other thing with Liberator, Dev. So they move past the battle. Yeah. Am I wrong, or when they're drawing Lacuna now, are the colors brighter and more vivid?
It is, and then there's more, like, effects in the background.
Okay, I'm not imagining that. Makes sense. Okay, makes
like
sense.
It's more rich and full of life rather than just kind of like, oh yay, video game background.
Yeah, that's what I thought. They mentioned the winds of Vortexramon have actually removed the damaging poison quality of the world to Digimon. You were rewritten by three things to get the override. Does that feel like unnecessary to you? I'm not sure that I need, like, the explanation of the multiple Deus Ex Machinas. It feels like they're getting caught up in scripting a bit.
A little, but also at the same time, it's kind of like a little neat thing to go back and be like, oh, hi, yay, that's the thing that they referenced. It's still here.
I guess it just feels weird because so many characters had basically the same thing happen to them. It just felt a bit off to me, or maybe a bit much. And then they sort of jumped to Cool Boy seemed to know this was going to happen, and Unchained seemed to know also, and then Cross Connectia comes hurtling in. I don't know. I thought it was kind of funny.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Yeah. Then they talk about, you know, Shoto could give up the ability because Unchained can use it to stop everything. I'd like him not minding. And it's Liberator has been at its best when it stops and lets the characters talk, and it does well here. So then we get where it's not just going to be the override-powered Unchained, it's also going to be Metatromon and Dolphomon. Okay, so interesting
question. Right, I forgot about Dolphomon existing already.
So interesting question. So the override-powered Shoto, we get him with the Super Saiyan Deku hair.
Yes.
Does the pink hair not work with Unchained? Like, does it feel like it kind of clashes with her design a bit?
No, I really like the pink. It kind of goes well with, like, the silver and black.
Okay. Yeah. I'm wrong on that one, then. We see everyone looking up. Very nice shot. And then 8 months later, to be continued, we're nearly at the end. And Dev, did you see what they said?
Epilogue.
Two half chapters, and that will be it.
I was right.
You're as right as possible. Usagi Bochi, who, you know, we feature his art, he's the person, like, who's in charge of scripting Liberator. He vaguely has suggested that after those two chapters, the novel might pop up for one more. He hasn't actually said it, but something he worded where, like, you know, Liberator ends, but then there's that other side of Liberator that might have something.
That I also forgot existed.
To be fair, it's been a bit. When was the last time we had a novel chapter?
I want to say, like, almost 2 months?
Yeah.
It feels like we've just been getting a lot of the...
We have. We've been getting...
Webcomic chapters.
Yeah. To their credit, I think they figured out, like, if you're going to finish big, just webcomic. So yeah, so about a month left of Liberator. Actually, based on how they do it, it could actually be just a week and a half, now that I think about it. And then moving on from Liberator, three anniversaries. So first was the 26th anniversary of Digimon Adventure R War Game. The thing the franchise will never escape from, in the sense of what defines like the actual look of it. Like, even when you look at, say, Time Stranger, how much of Time Stranger is, like, predicated just on those 40 minutes of this movie?
It's a very beautiful movie.
Yeah. Is it making you feel old that it's 26 years, Dev? Is that why you're being quiet?
Oh, absolutely. I'm basically just, like, crumbling into dust and blowing away on the wind.
Then...
I'm already a foot in the grave.
Then we had the 27th anniversary of the first Digimon Adventure movie. And then we had the 27th anniversary of Digimon Adventure, the TV series. Yeah, that's the one that really makes like the knees creak, kind of.
Along with my back, my soul.
And hey, all this stuff is finally available on home video in the U.S. It is wild to think about how long we had nothing for. Then...
I still have the VHS of the
the movie?
Original Digimon the movie. It's in the closet.
God, panned and scanned. Yeah. I always hated that with old movies. And then we get some Time Stranger previews. So we get a clip of Dukemon / Gallantmon X, a clip of UL Force Vigimon. Am I wrong? Or do those two?
Kind of cool.
So I like the look of those two. But do the models feel like they don't quite fit in the world of Time Stranger? Like, they're almost cel-shaded a bit? Like, a bit off?
The only thing I was kind of like, they were coming off like a little boxy, if that makes sense.
Maybe that. You know, I get what you're saying. They almost look not fat, but like too wide. And then Jessmon...
Or like...
Jessmon X feels like he fits in better.
Like you were taking a toy and shaking it around.
Yes, exactly. Jessmon X fits in better. And at this point, I think there's only one video clip left, I think. So we'll probably get that the next day or two. And then Terriermon video. So first up, Terriermon assistant provides advice in a segment of mock concerns of tamers and Digimon needing advice for their problems. This is functionally an excuse to bring in Mr. Inuyoshi, who's in charge of Digimon model kits, who answers the question with him and then shows off model kits, including some prototypes of ones, which looks neat.
I love seeing like the prototypes and various like working models of the different things. Yeah.
Then, when pre-orders went up in Japan for the new V-Pets, which aren't up for pre-order in the U.S. yet, they brought in the hero of all Digimon fans, Volcano Oda.
He's so excited.
You know what the craziest thing is? Is ignoring that, like, we have to explain who he is to new fans. He's only been gone for 10-ish or so years at this point. Like, when you think about it,
I think he's never left.
Because he's always been willing to come back, like, to host stuff. He's shown up as a voice actor. He's shown up at, you know, stream stuff to explain concepts. So, like, he's not there, but also, like, he's still showing up in the fucking outfit. Like, he doesn't need to do that at this point. It made sense when he ran the brand and he had to figure out how to do stuff cheaply. He does not need to go to this effort yet. Like, you've seen him in a suit, right? He looks good.
Yeah, but also it looks kind of weird seeing him in the suit because I'm just so used to seeing him in, like, the
Volcano Oda
football
gear.
Armor. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you, but I'm just saying, like, he does not need to show up in this stuff anymore if he was not doing it because he knows the fans like it. Like, if he showed up in his proper suit with his hair done up properly, which we've seen plenty of times, it would not bother anyone. He still goes to the effort, though, which is fun. So it's him
Maybe
and Sasaki.
Maybe it's also, like, enrichment for him.
Probably.
Enrichment in his enclosure.
It may also give him an excuse to not shave for a bit. Because I'm pretty sure anytime we see him not in the Volcano Oda gear, he's clean shaven.
Didn't think of that.
Chat's asking what's wrong with casual wear. We're not saying anything's wrong with casual wear. We're more just commenting on that he still puts on, like, the actual outfit for Digimon stuff. Like, he has the football gear, he's wearing the wrestling belt. Like, he could just show up in casual clothing, and I don't... I'm not going to speak for Dev. I don't think it'd be really disappointing if he showed up and was not there as Volcano Oda. If he just showed up as who he is. I don't think we'd actually be disappointed. But it's very fun to see him as Volcano.
He doesn't have to get into, like, the full persona.
Yeah, we appreciate it. We especially appreciate it because he will break the persona to say, like, hello, and then he will go back into it. Which is just funny. And then, the next one's weird. So, remember how I said that they did, like, a commentary, but it was region-locked? They put it back up, not region-locked. It turns out he did two episodes. So, I don't know if maybe it was never region-locked, and it was by the time we saw it, it was locked because something was wrong, and they had to fix something. So, I'm not sure. And then, the last one is they had, like, a little quiz poll where they had fans and, you know, what's better, A or B, and they had him and other staff guess. And some fun stuff there. I think the best one is a time stranger question. Who would be the most hasslesome friend? Junomon or Minervamon?
Definitely Minervamon, if you're just asking me.
Yeah, I think Minervamon won. I think the idea is Minervamon would be more annoying, but Junomon might actually kill you.
I mean, we're willing to die.
Yeah. So nice selection of Terramon episodes then. Then... Pop-up shop has opened in Brooklyn. You can tell a lot of people do not pay attention because people are expecting like a real pop-up shop. Now, Dev, they've done a number of these, and each time we've done it, we've kind of laughed at like the setup because it's very minimal.
Hey, here's some artwork of the card artwork, and here's some model kits.
Yeah, I guess a number of people went to this expecting like an actual pop-up shop. And then came away very disappointed, especially since I guess it's split into two sections here. So everyone's taking photos of just the one thing, which is one shelf of toys with card banners on either side, but not taking a photo. I guess the cards are like across the thing. So it looks like it's just a sad little corner.
I need to see pictures of that because I haven't noticed any yet so far.
Let me see if I can find one really quickly. If so, I will link you and chat if I find one.
I'm just going to assume it's like the one in Chicago, but slightly more sad.
Okay, found it. Wait. Let me link chat first, and then let me link you. Hopefully this works.
Oh, that's...
To be fair, I believe this is after some stuff was taken. Like, there was a third product there. But yeah, my understanding is like the card shelf is like across the thing. So it looks kind of like sad as it is.
I was expecting the, what do you call it, the gacha vending machines and everything.
So those may be there. There's a number of things different from the photo I had seen earlier. Like, they had the NX Edge Omegamon Ultra S figure and some other stuff. So I think this is, like, even later and sadder. Because I think they've actually been selling stuff. Oh, in chat they said it's the Willy Wonka experience. That's the best one. So moving on, so that I don't think there's an end date yet. Functionally, this is not a pop-up shop. If you're going to make a trip, it is basically a pop-up corner with existing products.
I was gonna say it's a pop-up shelves
mathematically,
like a 2-foot space.
Well, there's also the cards, which are somewhere else, because I think this is like an actual card shop, so I think they didn't move their card stuff. I feel like, though, you should put the banners where the cards are, at the very least. Don't you think so?
Or at least, like, double up on...
Make it less depressing.
Yeah, this is fucking sad.
Yeah, that is the main issue, is that it's depressing. Rather than... Yeah. Poor pop-up shop. And then card time, so Dev, let's get some water, and then we have cards to do. So, reprint of Mastamon. Reprint of Regulusmon, Ace, and Arcturusmon. My favorite one, and I know people point this out, it's funny when we're getting reprints of cards from RB01, which was a mostly reprint set.
Yeah.
So we get reprint of Miraculous Mega Knight, which then we get new cards, so a Koshiro and Taichi Tamer card with new R Wargame style art, which that actually looks really good, like in the sense of making it look like the movie. And then we get a not...
It does. It's so nice.
What's weird is it feels more movie accurate than the new art scene card, which wants to be like a screenshot, but new art, in that it doesn't quite look like the movie.
It's the line art.
Yeah.
They're using crisp black line art. They should have gone with the more, like, reddish toned. It would have matched a lot better.
Yeah, so we get that. Then we get the same for Yamato and Takeru. I feel like the normal one looks really, really good. I feel like the second one looks more movie-ish than the Koshiro and Taichi one did.
I see why. Even though it's still using, like, the black line art, it's just because the tones in that scene are more the cooler colors. Yeah. It doesn't...
Exactly.
It isn't as jarring.
Yeah. Then reprint of Omekamon. Then reprint of Shoto. Am I wrong, or do I remember us looking at this Shoto card and going, this doesn't, like, feel like him?
It's the expression.
Yeah.
Because he kind of looks like an asshole in this picture.
Then new art for Wargreymon, Melgarumon. These are good where they're not screenshots, but they evoke the movie. Like, the orange outlines help so well for these.
Yes, exactly.
And then we get parallel cards for Wargreymon, Metalgarurumon. A few people noted that it appears Metalgarurumon appears to be from his evolution scene in the original adventure. Sorry,
The
say
same
something?
Thing for Wargreymon.
Close. That appears to be his pose in 2020.
Well, it looks like the part where he's kind of like flicking his arms back and forth to send out kind of like the energy waves before it pulls out.
Oh, see, I took it as like his final pose in the 2020 evolution scene. I like when they remember those claws in theory have articulation.
All right. I see that now.
Because they almost rarely do. Then we get reprint of Omegamon.
Yeah, kind of like mid-spin around.
Yeah. Reprint Omegamon. Then we get reprint Jessmon GX Ace. Reprint Alphamon or Yuken Ace. Skull Knightmon. It's a reprint, but it's such a neat art card.
Yeah.
I love the battle scene ones. Reprints of Chibimon and Vimon. Reprint of Magnemon. This is still a cool looking card to me.
The Chibimon or the Magmon?
Magnemon.
The gold is so nicely done.
I know, it really is. Where it has that slightly bronzy niche that sometimes is missing in card art.
Oh yes, like more like a matte metallic finish.
Then we have reprint of Gilmon, which we'll do first, which is then a new special parallel card from Kenji Watanabe of Dukemon / Gilmon with a very like ink splashed out. It looks so fucking good.
It looks amazing. I want an entire series of these like as posters. Actually, no. I want them as kind of like the like traditional like vertical scrolls.
That'd be neat. And then the finish of the cards in the photos. How good is that?
It's so fucking good.
Then a reprint of Saint Galgomon / Mega Gargomon Ace. Still a good card. Then another Kenji Watanabe.
Very nice scale.
Then another Kenji Watanabe special parallel ink card series one. This one's so good too.
It makes me want to bring out my old like calligraphy brushes. I'm pretty sure they've disintegrated at this point.
Still could probably do something cool with it. Then reprints of Betel Gamamon and Kano Weissmon. Then
I
we
like
get
the colors in the Kano Weissmon.
Yeah, it's a neat one. Then we get new parallel cards for both, where it's scenes from the show with Hiro and the Digimon. I believe it's the scene when they for both of them when they first appeared, because Betel was in the Mummymon episode, I believe, when he first appears in episode 2 or 3.
Okay, yeah.
And
wait,
then
was it Clockmon? No, that was...
Clockmon was outside, and he freaked out because of the... what we would later find out would be Galoose. This was like... Was it like in the basement of a museum? I think. Okay, in chat they say it's episode 2.
I think so.
And then the Kenno Weissmon. I believe this is when Kenno Weissmon, first of all, and he's rushing towards Vamdemon, I think... He does this move a lot, so it could be a few things, but I think that's what's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Does it feel like they're really trying to fit Hiro in this one?
Yeah. But it just ends up being kind of weird, because it feels like the bottom of the card is really heavy from the blankness, and it just kind of like draws the eye away from the characters and just looks awkward.
Yeah, Kanna Weissman's a bit too up top on this one.
Yeah.
Then another special parallel Kenji Watanabe card, this time Shining Gray one. This is the best one so far. I like the way the head is sitting on it. I feel like I'm not sure if this pose would work in full color, like fully drawn. Like the ink style, like makes it work, I think.
I just want more of these in
So do.
general.
Well, we still have a few more for them to announce, probably. Then we'll look at the store tournament slash tamer battle pack cards. So this is Battle Pack 31, Store Tournament Pack 2026 Volume 2. Six new parallel cards. So we get Eri in her winter gear with her glasses, Yujin in his evil end of series outfit for Leviathan, Digital Accident Tactic Squad. This is a screen cap of the end of the first opening, right?
Yes, when they all like jump in and it kind of like zooms out.
Yeah. Then Glowing Dawn, this is with the promo poster art.
I really want this card. It's really fucking cool looking.
The characters are framed really well in the art, like which makes it very appealing. Then Unique Emblem Machina's Ascension using art of Unchained and Machinimon and Ex Machinimon. Does it feel like this should
I
be in
want
a
this
booster
card.
set and not a promo card?
Yes, I'm going to have to
Like
kill someone for this
am I
card later.
wrong, or in the last few sets, have the emblems not shown up for like everyone? So to do like the last one as a promo card rather than like with the others feels a bit strange to me.
It feels like kind of a dick move.
Yeah, it does. And then Destruction Cannon. I don't have to say what this
Random, but
it's
okay.
yeah, it doesn't feel like it feels like there's a theme going on. Like the first two is we get Atmon Tamer cards. Then we get option cards that feels like it's meant to be like the ones the screenshot from the end of the opening. But if it's the
Like
same,
final battle kind of ish.
yeah, it's like poster themed, and then we get the unique emblem. Then we get like the neat unchained thing. The random attack feels off. So these will be April through June in Japan and the U.S. And there's also the winners cards, which are the same cards but look nicer. Then interesting for Booster 25, the card number they initially announced was not real. Because they'd announced it with, I think it was 106. It's actually 115, and they all finally detailed what the rarity of the Bell Starmon Flybolt dual card was, because it had a rarity symbol that did not show up on any other card. It is ultimate rare. It will be in between super rare and secret rare. So there'll be 115 cards in the
They
set.
give us like actual numerical odds or
No, I don't know if they're somewhere. I just know there's three of them, three types. I don't know if numerical odds are anywhere, but not that I know of. So people are already guessing who the yellow and green will be. Feels like yellow's probably going to be Shine Greymon related, and green will probably be Geckomon related is what people are guessing. I don't know, because they've been trying to like stay away from Geckomon stuff to not spoil the show. So we'll see.
who knows?
Card Battle did an 81 match. And then they did an end, a Liberator Climax special, and people shared screenshots out of context. Have you seen what was shared out of context of?
Not
To be
yet.
fair, some people are explaining the context, but some people aren't. So, Dev, I'm going to show you just one screenshot from it. That is very out of context. It's someone saying
Very. I was expecting some sort of visual gag.
it's someone saying Liberator might get an anime. What the context does not say is A, it's Chiba. It's not someone who works on the card game. If anyone pays attention to Card Battle, Chiba's a comedian who helps co-host like events and stuff. Chiba's the one who's always wearing the costumes that we're laughing at. And
That's why I was expecting it to be like a visual gag.
So what it is Chiba says this, the card producer is there, mostly stays out of it, and Chiba says, since it could be an anime, he's gonna try it for Shoto right then. And then the other comedian, Meguro, says, oh, okay, he's hired to play Shoto after he does that. And then he goes, do you think this would actually happen? like being a smartass. If you remember a few weeks ago, Chiba was the one who was it for dual cards where he's like, this is the official hand sign for dual cards. And he made a hand symbol and then people were like, you can't just do that. You don't get to decide stuff for the card.
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah, so people have been sharing out of context as if they actually announced they might be working on an anime rather than just Chiba fucking around and the producer trying to stay out of it because he's sitting there. Moving on from cards.
Beautiful.
I wouldn't mind a Liberator anime, but this is definitely not like hinting at one, is the main point we're making. This is
I would like little like 5-minute crack shorts on YouTube.
That would probably...
Explaining card game mechanics with the Liberator cast.
The problem like, there is...
Note to self, you can't actually do this in the game. Please don't.
You know what the problem is, Dev? They would just have the Yuki VTuber do it.
Oh, please no.
So moving on from that, we have figure stuff. Chat also does not want the Yuki VTuber to do it. The Angemon and Takaru gem figures getting re-released after 10 years. Not a shock after the Anchuamon one. Unlike the Anchuamon one, this has gotten a re-release at least once, I think maybe twice. I think 2022, I remember. Somewhere like around then. Like when Ghost Game was on.
One is much less of a surprise than the Anchuamon one.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to seeing how they ship that one.
Yeah.
So pre-orders are up. They close in April. It ships in August. And the Toei Animation online store has stock, and they have a built-in intermediary.
Neat.
And then the big product surprise of the week, Digimon Adventures being added to the Sumi-chan figure line. This is where the characters are done up as like ice cream scoops. And they come with a cup, two character ice cream scoops, and a topper. First of all, I love all the designs of the adventure partners for these. There is not a single one that is bad. I'm trying to decide.
They're all perfect. And hilariously enough, I was up at my local mall today and going past like some of the toy shops that have the lots of little Gashapon and blind box figures. And they had something from, it was a different series. I forget which one it was, but they had these ice cream scoop things.
Yeah, I believe this is a new line that's only existed for like 6 or 7 months. So every couple months, they're like adding a new franchise to it. Yeah, these all look neat. I'm trying to decide, out of the 16, Dev, which do you think looks the best, which do you think looks the worst?
Ooh.
See, I'm looking.
I feel like Patamon looks the best just because like... Patamon Tokemon's body shape lends really well towards.
It kind of looks like looks like an SD Patamon Tokemon. Yeah, that was work well. The best for me, I would probably say Patamon Tokemon Coromon some or other. I want to say Mochimon. The problem is Mochimon tends to have a more elongated body, so it actually makes him look a bit weird here.
It looks like he got squished.
Yeah. The worst for me. I feel like it's Palmon. And it's for the same reason that Patamon looks good. For Patamon, when you draw the ears on, the earrings looks kind of cute. The flower just being drawn on makes me think about how it will look sideways, where the flower design is all forward rather than like being on top of the head, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it'd be nice if they continued it more further back.
Yeah, I would like that more if they did that. So I don't know. I think like shops will stock these in single stacks, but none yet. At the moment, it's places doing pre-orders for the batches. But if you do it from Premium Bandai or the Toei shop, you get it with my brain froze. A waffle cup.
Waffle cone.
Yes, my brain froze all that.
I want waffles right now, so it popped into my brain faster.
In fact, before we jump back, I just realized we didn't go over the Beat Break art, did we? We got caught up in the cast stuff. So we're not going to jump back to that.
We got distracted.
Yeah, we're not going to jump back to that, but we got art of Reyna, Granite, and Naito from the main character designer. A bit more hand-drawn than we see for some of these. They also did art of the Tia Ludomon and Gigasmon fight, which is neat. And they also went over a few of the anime Japan little sticker type stuff. Nothing super important, but enough to at least go back quickly and mention. And then Godzilla shirts. I like these.
Godzilla.
Are these reprints or are these new? I don't remember. I remember we got shirts of them. I remember we got shirts of them in color. I feel like I remember these triangle designs. Did they show up in acrylic stands or something, maybe?
Oh, keychains, I think?
Okay, that could be it. That could be why.
Like acrylic keychains?
That's probably it. So these will be up for pre-order until March 13th. A very short pre-order period. They'll ship in April. I'm trying to decide if I were to get one, which would be. I'm not getting one, but I feel like seeing Metal Greymon or War Greymon's a cheat, but I feel like it'd be one of those two.
Mine would probably be Metal Greymon or the Skull Greymon, but I have way, way, way too many black t-shirts already.
That's a disgusting amount. I have enough graphic character shirts. And then poll results for favorite anniversary social media from 2025. The winner is Digimon Adventure R Wargame 25th. I don't think it was the best art, to be honest. Like, I understand why it won, but, like, I will admit some surprise that, like, I honestly thought the movie 3-1 would be lower. I think it's the best art, so I'm glad it's second, but I'm a bit surprised it got as high as it did. Are there any that you feel underperformed of?
Not really. I mean, they all had a pretty decent showing. Minus, like, the Digimon Mini, but those same Digimon are better represented in other artwork.
I think the funniest one is both Ryu ones combined still would not even have been in the top five.
Like, we're sorry, Wonder Swan, yeah. Protagonist. You're not good enough.
See, I
love you, but you're not good enough.
I don't dislike the R Wargame one. Our Wargame one. I just wish it was one that was a bit more artistic, I guess, because there's really only two sprites here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but the love for our Wargame in general and also video games.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. Are there any others I think underperform? I think we're both glad to see the Lost Evolution one rank low, because that's kind of cheating to include it.
They did that. That four.
That was like the June or August, that was like the June or July one, which was included with the What's Your Favorite Monthly image. So it's like double dipping. Then we've been over it for a bit last time since it showed up right before the show. Reference book update. Shoutmon, X5S, Armormon, and Armormon Burst Mode. Oh, no, wait. Was this the one right before the show, or was this the one after? I don't remember.
I think you mentioned it during the show, because I vaguely remember.
I don't remember.
Someone talking about the difference between, like, the consistency between using, like,
the name
Armamon Burst Mode and Omega Armamon Burst Mode.
Yeah. I will say, does it feel like they should have done X4S and X5S at the same time? Maybe. Then the Toei Museum for, Adventure's Anniversary showed off all the various Digimon stuff they have. The big War Greymon figure, various other figures. I like how they still have the Doraemon and Chibimon plushes. That Tentomon plush has fallen over. They showed off various products they have on hand. They've gotten the Lucky Bags. They've gotten the Leomon knife opener, the letter opener. That one's just amusing. Animate showed off the various stuff they got for Beat Break, Adventure, and Time Stranger, because those products are getting out there now.
I want to go there.
AIM posted stuff for March 3rd, which is Mimi Day. So she posted various Mimi merchandise.
Puns.
That's a good pun, though. And then she posted how she'd gotten a new one of Mimi and Palmon, and Mimi's hand was outside the bag and just made Mimi look earnest to want to get out. So this one's interesting. Kagemaru Himino did the Bell Starmon art for Valentine's Day that we saw recently. They currently have an exhibition of some of their work in Melbourne, and they had permission from the Digimon team to print it out and have it displayed. So it's on display in Australia right now.
That seems very cool and fun.
Yeah. I'm hoping we will get a photo of the placard, because you can read part of it, but not all of it. So it'd be neat to see the rest of that. Card game art, it features Espimon musing on Shoto's change of hair and in a blackout.
Oh, could have used that last month.
Also, can we point out how great the Espimon art of him here, look here, is? It just looks so goofy.
He looks so earnest.
I know. Then Usagi Bochi posted a rough draft that they decided to reject from episode 24, part 1, because they thought the pose would suit Shoto. I like when we get to see like the ejected rough draft stuff.
Personally, I would have kept it, but I understand.
Yeah. Instead, they went with last time was Shoto and Vortexmon arc. This time they went with, you can see a bit of Shoto and Terramon and Unchained. And Tomo Owad did art of Vortexmon above Lacuna. Both of them are neat. I feel like Usagi Bochi's is more artistic, while Vortexmon feels very anime-esque.
They both look really fucking good.
They do. And then we even get some beat break stuff, even with it on break. So first up, Megumi Han posted a photo, just to point, because staff was doing Twitter spaces when the show would have normally aired. She posted a photo of the wafer collectibles, which came out, noting that everyone opened them together in the office at some point.
I don't think we've seen these yet.
Yeah, we did. We saw these when they first went up to pre-order, like, in October. They've shown them more since. We just have not covered them because this was the one where it was like, there's four Beat Break ones. There's like three or four adventure ones. Then they do movie scenes.
Yeah, I still don't remember these.
Let me see if I can find it. 1 second. Wafers. No, we don't.
I kind of want to eat them, but I know in general, like the wafer candies, like, well, the wafer cookies are just kind of like.
Okay, here we go. In general. It is these, Dev. The Visual Art Collection. It's been a while since according to this, the last time we looked at them was September.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they come 20 to a pack and they ship in February, which is why we're seeing them more now. Like, they've shipped. It's just been a long time since we've mentioned them because they start doing the thing where it's like, it's a month till they come out. And it's like, there's not really like any reason to throw it in the show. Because at that point, it's just like, you can still pre-order them. It's like, there's not really any reason for us to talk about them. But it also means it's been half a year since we've seen them now.
Yeah, no wonder my brain deleted them from existence.
Although, I don't know if I've seen what the mystery one is.
I wonder if they pulled it.
I'm sure it's been pulled by someone. I just don't recall seeing it. It's very possible if it's key art or something got pulled and I didn't even realize it was the card in a photo somewhere. So on top of that, Takir Kojima, who's the character designer for Beat Break, posted art of Shakumon. He noticed there was not a show today. Does Shakumon look concerned?
Yes.
And then
maybe it's when it's in the burger.
Then earlier in the week, Dev, he was thinking of you. In the midst of comments that he made about being busy and tired, they put up a sketch of Kat Reyna drawing on a tablet and looking very tired.
It's me. It's me.
And then chat time for questions. While we go over the ones people said ahead of time. The first one was someone said they had a twofer. First up, based on what you see, when do you think the third Time Stranger DLC will be released? This week or next? They only have like one more video clip to show. It is purely if they want it to be the week of Digimon Con or not.
I feel like the week of Digimon Con.
See, I feel like they could show us the last one tomorrow and then also announce the DLC will be like Friday or whatever. Because didn't they do that with the second one where like all of a sudden it was just there and it was like out in a day?
I feel like that's about right.
So I'm kind of feeling like they may do that again. But yeah, it's the type of thing where anytime in the next week and a half or so. Then the other half was, based on how things are now at the game, how do you expect it to run on Switch 1? If it runs the way it does on everything else, it's going to run kind of junky, but like 1080p 30 docked, 720p 30 undocked, it's fine. Like, the issue, it was never like the game was going to be too much for the Switch, it just felt like they weren't going to do it. Now that they're doing it, it's like, I hope they optimize the engine a bit, but the problem with the engine is the engine, not with running it. It's the way it grabs data. And you're going to play it on the Switch one, right?
Take it out back and put it down.
You're going to play it on the Switch one, right? Yeah, so we'll know regardless. Then Andy Hung asked, what is your impression of Digimon Break Dub so far? I've watched the first batch. I did not watch the second or third yet. It's fine. I don't have much to say about it. It's maybe a touch dry, but not a lot. Like,
I have not had a chance to watch it yet, so I cannot comment.
I would say Studiopolis dubs over the years have gotten a bit dry in general, but that's just their style. There's nothing wrong with it. It's fine so far. I have slight concerns about cast repeating, but for now it's fine. We'll see as it goes on. So happy with it, but I have some concerns. My main concern would be I would like to know the dubs going to air before earlier that same day. Especially if they're going to do 5-episode drops. Like, does it feel like it'd be more productive to do so for us, it's Saturday night on Crunchyroll. Does it feel like it'd be more productive to be like, drop the episode on Friday night or Sunday and do it weekly and just still stay behind the same amount and then you end up, does it feel like that would work better?
I think it really just depends on how much other stuff they're doing with other series, because it might have to do with that, what time it's getting dropped.
Yeah, that's true. Then someone said, with the series almost being done, how are you feeling about Final Fantasy VII Remake series thus far? Do you feel like they're pulling off? I'm very much enjoying it. I'm hoping they will pull it off. Feels like ending that's going to be the hardest thing, but I'm enjoying the games very much. I don't think you've played them at all, have you, Dev?
Nope. Zero time.
Yeah, they're long games. Zero time. Very good. I'm enjoying it.
Look, I love JRPGs, especially Final Fantasy VII and the Tales series, but they're time sinks and I have zero time.
That reminds me, Dev, would you like to know something else that takes up time? Right now, I believe because they want to... You know how yearly numbers like end around now-ish for companies?
Yeah.
Spike Chunsoft, most of their games are like 90% off on Steam right now. So like Danganronpa and stuff like that are like pennies on the dollar.
Damn.
Yeah. Let's see. What's your favorite Digimon card from the original Digimon card game? This is a good question, but it's also one where, like, my brain goes, I don't know what I remember from that card game.
Like, are we talking about just, like, art-wise, or...?
I... just says favorite Digimon card. So it could be art, it could be for use. I feel like mine won't be favorite, it'll be most memorable. Like, was it the one... I think, if I remember right, there was a card that AIM drew of Vemon. That's just this very cute, goofy Vemon card.
I think it's probably going to be my first Digimon card in Japanese, which I found completely randomly at a flea market, which would be the Venom Vomdemon card.
Well, that's a good answer. See, now I'm flipping through the old cards to see if the card...
There's thousands of them, so...
I found it already. It's not that it's my favorite, it's that it's one that I remember. This is a Vemon that's drawn by AIM.
It's so fucking cute.
That's why it's one that I remember. Because it's such cute and it's well drawn, but like it's also very goofy. So it's why I remember it.
They should have her as a guest illustrator on the new card game.
They really should. I feel like though, rather than just letting her draw whatever, it feels like they would have her draw Mimi. And I feel like that misses like the fun of it. Where, you know what I mean? Then someone said, I've seen a number of people wanting a hacker's memory equivalent for Time Stranger. Thoughts on that or what they should do for not a full game, but using parts of Time Stranger to construct something new while we wait game?
It would be more entertaining than the DLC where you go down a hallway and fight Parallelmon again.
I feel like there's two answers for this. The first, this is whatever they decide to do that will have you running around at the same time. I feel like answer two is one we've already brought up, which is... just trying to like remake Cyber Sleuth with those changes. Because they'll be like, oh, the game came out over 10 years ago. Here's a next-gen remake where you can run around the... Running around those environments would not be very fun, though, would it? Because they're just blue tunnels for most of the game.
They could sexy them up a little bit.
Yeah. I'm not sure how well the mall would feel as a hub in with the proper camera and everything, though. But yeah. Let's see. Da, da, da. I think they're asking, should they make a digital world based on Spain or the Bible or something like that for a new show? I have to be honest, so far I'm not even really feeling Iliad that like we play it through Iliad and Time Stranger, but if you just called it the digital world and you did not like use the qualifiers, I don't feel like you'd notice.
That and pretty much every digital world has been different anyway,
Yeah,
so
so
just.
I feel like the three digital world thing makes sense in the sense of like a toy box explanation. I feel like in actual usage, it's just kind of not necessary. So
Like
I'm.
having multiple digital worlds connected kind of worked in the context of the Pendulum X series, where it's like the past, present, and future based worlds.
Was there a future-based world? Because the story had them with the new digital world and the remnants of the old, but the V-Pets were only
Yeah, they
in
broke
the old
into
one.
three terminals. Yeah, it
I
was broken into
oh,
three terminals,
I think I forgot that part.
based on the Norns.
That I remember, but I don't remember it actually being different digital worlds. I thought it was different segments
Well, they
of the
call it
one world.
terminals.
Oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I'm just not. It feels like we're getting to the point in the brand where like they're getting stuck in minutia. Like they keep going, they keep doing the are they really digital monsters? But or it's neat when like Cross Wars points out the conception of them being different worlds and digitally connected. They're kind of falling into that hole of overanalyzing it every time now, I think. Then someone said, I always bring up HR is being a big important thing. They're getting a good TV soon. Are there any good upcoming releases that should have good HDR that they should get to test their TV with? My answer would be the Speed Racer movie. If that has bad HDR, I will fucking cry. That like should that is like the one when they do the HR conversion. I would hope I have to wear sunglasses to watch it. I hope that if there's any movie that should be like blinding insane, it should be that one. Then someone asked, do you ever see Bandai revisiting, for lack of a better term, gimmick type evolutions like Pokemon with Mega Evolution? The answer isn't no. The answer is what is the gimmick? Because, like, for example, E-Pulse is kind of a gimmick in and of itself. It's just the evolutions are normal. But, like, the gimmick is there wherein the kid has to actually activate the evolution using energy from them. So like that is a gimmick. It's so normal to the show. It's kind of easy to ignore because there's nothing special about the evolutions, at least so
It's
far.
basically Savers.
Yeah. And Savers basically had a gimmick.
Burst mode. Actually, I would love to see Geckomon burst mode. Just give that poor lizard wings and make him even more neon.
I think everyone's expecting him to get swords. They've done one or
Neon swords.
they've done one or two things to hint at that. So everyone's kind of like, is this a gag or is this a hint? So we will see. I
Wait,
will
he
say
treats swords like he's doing glow sticking at a rave.
but yeah, so I do expect, gimmick evolutions, for lack of a better phrase, will show up. It's just a matter of how. Because, like, even when we get the gimmick type evolutions now, we don't necessarily think of them as gimmick. Because, like, if you go back to Kizuna, like, the last evolutions in the movie are kind of like pseudo gimmicks where, like, they've spent so much time, they understand their partner so much that they evolve into something more human. That in itself is a gimmick. We didn't get to see the cool gimmick, which is the turning into the motorcycle, but it exists.
Ah, someday.
Yeah, so like we do still get them, we just get them in a different form. But yeah, I know what you mean. You want to see like the big crazy, some sort of weird, big, crazy thing. Because even when we get them, they don't necessarily point them out. Like, Like, it was a neat gimmick that Gamamon had different normal evolutions, but it was kind of just treated as normal, even though no one else did it. So, yeah. So last question that was sent ahead of time. So you guys in chat, last chance for you. Someone said, what age rating would you give to Digimon Beatbreak based on what you've seen so far of it, as far as appropriateness goes? I would actually give it the same rating Crunchyroll has given it, which is 12 plus.
I was thinking like 8.
Yeah, the thing is a lot of people are like really focusing on stuff happening in the show, but it's all like very basic and not like that wild for like shonen action stuff. They're very focused on like the crew saying, oh, it's being treated as mature, when it's kind of the same as it ever was. It's just some background stuff makes you go, eh. But like, all this type of stuff shows up in like shonen shows or shoujo shows. Like, people are like, we saw people in cages. Like, do you know how often that happens in shoujo, where someone's kidnapped and they're in a cage or whatever? That's like, that's not
constantly.
That's, yeah.
And also any kind of movie from the 80s or 90s made by Don Bluth.
Yeah. Like, it's what it is. Okay, last one that was sent in. Do you think if they took a step back, looked at all the old stuff and shows to make improvements and new Digimon, what would something like a Navimon evolution be like? Honestly, I kind of like that Navimon kind of just gives power to someone else, because I like the idea of it like a GPS thing boosting someone else. I would keep that, honestly.
It evolves into Wazemon, and it gets you where you're going really fucking fast, or it turns into Google Maps Mon, and it tries to get you killed.
You know what the funniest part about you saying Wazemon was? Just a few days ago, do you know what I saw them advertise that they added to Waze? They got Robert Picardo to record as the doctor from Voyager in Starfleet Academy doing instructions in character.
That is neat as hell.
Yes, it is. Thank you, everyone, for showing up. Thank you for your questions. Dev, what Wikimon article would you like people to read?
Tokomon X, because orb with teeth and spikes.
That is a good one. Okay, do you think anyone's going to get the Tokomon ice cream and modify it to be Tokomon X?
Not really, because people are lazy. And you'd have to have a Doraemon to go with it.
I'm trying to decide if any of those could be modified to be Doraemon easily or no. I guess not.
I mean, they're all just circle. They're basically just printed on.
Yeah, that's true. For some reason, my brain keeps like seeing like the shapes. We will catch you guys next week. We should have a new beat break to talk about. And hopefully we'll get some clarity what will be happening with tactics.
And also, I hope we get sleep.
Yeah, we hope you guys get sleep too. Everyone's in a bit of, from daylight saving time. I'm waking up and going to sleep. It feels like the same time, but I'm definitely waking up more tired.
I am a zombie.
Yeah. So we will catch you guys next time. Thank you for showing up. Bye.
Bye.